Hey, honey, I was wondering when you were going to call. How did the visit to the fertility clinic go? I'm so glad you went. It'll be such a relief if they can find a reason we're having so much trouble. So how'd it go? Wait, you're still in the room? Your appointment was at 1. You've been in there for almost a half hour. It isn't working. Sweetie, all you have to do is find some porn you like, masturbate into a little cup, and they'll be able to test it. It's pretty painless. I know you know that, but you're acting like it's a big deal or something. Wait. Performance anxiety? It's just masturbating into a cup, honey. How hard could it be? No, I'm sorry. I wasn't laughing at you. It's just that you never had that sort of trouble when I'm around. No. I get it. It's awkward having to masturbate in a doctor's office. So, are you asking for help? I thought so. Well, honey, I'm at the office. You sure you want me to help? I mean, someone could overhear. Oh, you're bad. Well, you know I'd do anything for you. I can think of a few ways I can help. Maybe a little kinky phone sex from your naughty lady, huh? Yeah, you want that? You know, I know the best way to do it is to be a little bossy, but, I mean, you haven't been able to take care of it yourself, so I'm gonna have to take over, aren't I? Oh, now, don't be like that. All you have to do is follow my instruction, and we'll get you coming in no time like a good boy. Oh, you don't like being called that? But I want you to be my good boy. Because good boys just might get special rewards. Wouldn't that be nice? Your hot sperm squirting inside me to get me pregnant? Oh, of course I want that, sweetie. I want everyone who looks at me to know from how big my belly has gotten that a good boy fucked me hard and knocked me up. That's why I want you to put your hand on your cock and start stroking it for me. Because you know it's important to get very, very hard for me, don't you? Good boy. I knew you would follow instructions. Just stroke up and down. Up and down. You can tease the ridge of your cockhead with your fingers if you like, but that's a good boy. As a reward, I'm teasing my pussy for you, too. You know how much I love your cock, don't you? I love its shape, its size, and I love the sounds you make when it's touched and sucked and fucked. I love having it inside me, inside my mouth, touching my skin, leaking onto me, and you know. Oh, and you know I really love thinking about you getting me pregnant, fucking me until I have a baby. If I was there, would you be a good boy and let me have it? Oh, I knew you would say yes. You act like you don't like being my good boy, but you obey me so willingly. I wish I was there. You know how hard it is for me to stop myself from getting on my knees when I need your cock. If I was there, I'd have you hard right away, wouldn't I? How? By nuzzling it against my chest and my cheek, and slowly, teasingly nibbling my lips around it. I know you like seeing my lips wrapped around your thick cock. Is it hard yet? Oh, I knew you could do it. Good boy. Are you still rubbing it for me? Will you squeeze it for me? Move your hand over the head and rub the base with your thumb. That's what my tongue would be doing to you, honey. Imagine me there, on my knees, looking up at you with a string of drool on my chin from sucking you. Honey, do you want to know what I'd say to you? You do. Good. There's so many things I could say to you. I could beg you to fuck my face and grab my hair and pound into my mouth. Please, baby. Oh. Or I could beg you to fuck me. Oh. Baby, please fuck my ass. Oh, fuck. My ass needs to be fucked. It's aching to be filled. Turn me around and fuck me, please. Oh, wouldn't you like that? I knew you would. Oh, someone's coming. Keep it hard for me, baby. Oh, I'll be right back.
Hey, Meg, what's going on? Okay. I'll tell him. Tell him I'll call him in about an hour, but he needs to put his files we'll need and email Steve about it, okay? Alright. Thanks, Meg.
Baby, I'm back. Have you been a good boy and stayed hard for me? I knew you would be a good boy and keep it hard. The whole time Meg is in here, I had a hand between my legs imagining you in that room jerking your cock to my voice like a good boy. It made me pretty wet. But I was about to tell you what I'd really say if I was on my knees in front of you right now, wasn't I? Do you want to hear? Yeah, good boy. Because you know what I'd say? I'd look up at you and stare into your eyes and say, baby, please knock me up. Please put your cock inside me and come deep as you can. Please, baby, I want to feel your cum floating in my pussy. I want to feel you impregnate me, please. I want you to make me pregnant. I want you to fuck me and use me, treat me like your little slutty toy until you're sure I have a baby in my belly. Please, baby. Oh, you're close. Do you like me talking so nasty? Should I do it some more? Should I ask you to come for me? Should I tell you how wet my pussy is? Oh, honey, I'm so fucking wet. I might just come at my desk. Oh, you know what I really want? Is your cock, and I want you to knock me up. Oh, I want your little... I want to... Oh, fuck. Make me into your little baby factory. Oh, I want you to... I want you to do it, baby, please. I want to have your baby, please. Be a good boy and come. Come for me. Come for me so you can get me pregnant. Do it. Come for me, baby. I'm gonna come too. Fuck. I'm coming. Fuck. Oh, God. I can't believe I masturbated in my office. I could get fired. But I'd do anything for you, baby. Did you come? Did you fill the little cup for me? What? Oh, honey. After all that, you missed the cup.